Yes, thank you very much. Senator Montigny, Representative Flynn, members of the legislature, I'm here to express opposition to Governor Patrick's casino bill insofar as it would make criminals with fines up to $25,000 and incarceration up to 2 years of people in Massachusetts who play online poker. My name is Charlie Nesson. I'm the William Weld Professor of Law at Harvard Law School, where I've taught for 40 years. I'm also the founder and co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. I come to you today, however, as the president of the Global Poker Strategic Thinking Society, GPSTS. We are organizing chapters at leading colleges and universities around the world. Recently, we held team poker matches between Harvard and Yale and between UCLA and USC. In March, we will hold a national tournament. The idea behind GPSTS is that poker is more than just a fun game. Poker teaches inferential strategic thinking and important life skills, such as numeracy, negotiation, patience, asset management, and risk assessment. I teach my law students to play poker because anyone who can hold her own at a poker table is going to do just fine in a court or in a business negotiation. I know the concern of this hearing is revenue. I shall make 3 points relating issues of revenue to this bill's criminalization of online poker. First, the internet is coming. In fact, let's face it, the internet is here. To make revenue projections for a future based on the assumption that the law will continue into the future to protect the casinos and lotteries from internet competition is ill-advised. On the other hand, to criminalize internet commerce in and from the Commonwealth relegates Massachusetts to an internet backwater for the future. Second, online poker, in comparison to online casino games like blackjack and roulette, does not take money away from casinos. Quite to the contrary, online poker is a boon to live-action poker. Just look at the numbers at the main event of the World Series of Poker, starting in 1999. TV didn't hit until 2003. The combination of TV and online kicked in 2004. From there, the growth in the casino poker industry has been exponential, fed by a mass of players who've learned and honed their poker skills online. In 2004, 316 contestants qualified for the World Series of Poker via online poker satellite competition. In 2005, the number was 1,116. In 2006, it was up to 1,600. Every major casino in Las Vegas has added or expanded poker rooms in the last few years. Online poker provides a great school for learning to play good poker. It draws people to live action. Third, and this is my passion, online poker has tremendous positive potential for education. Poker teaches strategy. It teaches patience. It teaches calm and courage under pressure. Embedded in a curriculum showing students the logic and the metaphors of the game, poker offers a tremendous potential driver for education online. Education is among the greatest of our Commonwealth's industries. And global education, using the world's intense interest in this American game of poker, is one of our education industry's great potentials. Please do not criminalize, as part of this bill, the playing of online poker. Thank you very much. Yes, I'd be pleased to.
I mean, if you were invited, and my chief of staff, well, he'll appear a lot of times, whatever you like to do. He did a good job, by the way. But he said inadvertently, you were left off. We kept changing these. It wasn't fluid. Maybe last night, I think both of us staff stayed and put it together. But I want to apologize to you. he never left us sitting all day. We would appreciate your testimony.
No, just how much we appreciate you held between the agenda cracks and you stayed and took the time and patience. Hopefully you learned as much from this as we have from your testimony.
Well, if I may offer the committee a comment, I've been here actually since the inception of the hearing, and I totally compliment you on the way you have run this hearing. It has been an education for me, and your graciousness to everyone is just exemplary.
Well, thank you. I think at the end of a long day, we kind of needed that. And I saw you nodding. I appreciate that. And may I say to those that stay with us for a while, I think we gave what we wanted to do as a fair hearing to the governor and all others involved. I'd like to thank you. Recommendation, motion made by my vote.